Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 8:37, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. I stayed up a little bit too late for my own good last night, Audrey, watching the golf at Rory McIlroy, where he made back-to-back wins on the PGA Tour. Victory at the Wells Fargo Championship last night. He finished 5 shots clear of his nearest challenger. His final round of 65 left him on 17 under for the 4 rounds. And I have to say, at times he looked at his absolute brilliant best and probably could have won it by more as well. It follows up his win alongside Shane Lowry at the Zurich Classic 2 weeks ago. And the timing of this could not be better. And maybe an opportunity to repeat history at the US PGA Championship later this week.
It's really funny. So going into Valhalla in 2014, I'd won my last 2 starts. And going into this year, I've won my last 2 starts. So just need to try to replicate whatever I did in 2014. Just try to do that all over again. I'm feeling really good with my game. I need to stay in my own little world next week and not get too far ahead of myself. But if I can, step onto the first tee at Valhalla on Thursday and feel as good about my game as I did today, I think I'll have a good chance.
Yeah, let's hope so. Seamus Power also did well, tied 16th. Shane Lowry ended up just inside the top 50, and Leona Maguire tied 12th at the Founders Cup event. In Gaelic games, Donegal are the Ulster football champions after beating Armagh in a penalty shootout in Clonus. The sides ended the game on 20 points apiece after extra time, Donegal winning it 6-5 in the shootout. 11 penalties taken, 10 of them of the highest quality. I have to say, one of the best penalties. Yeah, Armagh, your heart goes out to them because lost last year's Ulster final and have lost 2 All-Ireland series games on penalties as
They're becoming the England of after I say that.
Yeah, their luck could change. They're going to have a say in the championship, I think, although they are in a pretty tough group. Sean Patton, the hero for Donegal. Dublin Leinster champions again, but they're pushed all the way by Louth. 4 points there in the end. 14th successive title for them. Let's check in, as usual, with Eamon Fitzmaurice. And we started our wrap-up with events in Clonus.
Donegal champions, and they won it the hard way, having to go away to Derry, first beat Tyrone then and beat Armagh, all Division 1 teams for the coming year. They really had to go and win it the hard way. That Marison game yesterday and going the distance and penalties and all the excitement that went with that, just incredible, an incredible spectacle and a massive win for Donegal.
Do you think they deserved it though?
Well, I think when Armagh look back at it, Darren, obviously they've been, they'll be wondering what's their story with penalties, and they've had such a tough couple of seasons losing big games on penalties. But I think when they analyse it, they look at the fact that they were 4 points up in normal time, they were 2 points up in the extra time, and they just didn't manage to get it over the line. And I think that's the thing that they'll be looking at going forward into the All-Ireland series. How can they finish these games off? You have to give Donegal huge credit that they just kept going, and in fairness, when Armagh got it out to the 4, Donegal got it back to 3 straight away, and they got a bit of momentum, and credit to Donegal. I would be more so than giving out about Armagh, to be honest, Darren.
Okay, and what about the bigger picture, the All-Ireland series? Did we see 2 contenders, realistic contenders, do you think?
I think so. Look, Donegal in particular, the irony of it is now that straight away in 2 weeks' time, they're going to be playing Tyrone again. And that game required extra time in the Ulster semi-final. So there's very little between those sides. Obviously, it'll be on in Ballybofey, which is a fortress for Donegal. But straight away, that's a huge game for them. And Armagh will be welcoming Westmeath to the Athletic Grounds. So they had a great battle as well last year. And Armagh probably view it as a chance to possibly get back in the hearts again straight away. But Armagh's group is a tough group, Darren. They're in with Galway and Derry as well, so anything could happen in that group.
Final word, Dublin beat Louth by 4 points in the Leinster final. Some people might say Dublin weren't at their best, but do Louth deserve a bit more credit?
Oh, they deserve huge credit, Darren. I think in fairness to Ger Brennan, he really had them drilled very, very well for the challenge of dealing with Dublin in terms of the way they set up, in terms of some of the scores they got. They've been scoring loads of goals throughout the year, and they got 2 goals yesterday, which they were obviously going to need to stick with Dublin and possibly even cause an upset. Dublin will be disappointed with aspects of their performance, and they'll need to up the ante, particularly some of their forward play. But at the same time, again, I'd be giving credit loused and criticising Dublin compared to where they were last year after losing by 21 points. They've really given themselves something to grip onto as they move into the All-Ireland series, and they're going to fancy coming out of that group as well.
Time flying by. Into the All-Ireland series begins next weekend. Hard to believe. Laois and Carlow played out a draw in the Thalshan Cup. Antrim overcame Tipperary. The Dublin Ladies beat Meath to land an 11th successive TG Cahir Leinster crown. Galway overcame Mayo to win the Connacht decider. Arsenal have returned to the top of the Premier League. They had a 1-0 win away to Manchester United. The Gunners 1 point ahead of Manchester City heading into the final week of the season. So City have a game in hand. They play Tottenham away and West Ham at home. Arsenal at home to Everton. Both legs of the Championship semi-finals finished scoreless yesterday. Norwich hosting Leeds and West Brom were at home to Southampton. Amateur rider Lucy Latta from Wexford has pulled off one of the biggest results in the history of Irish eventing with her second place finish at the prestigious Badminton Horse Trials yesterday. She almost won it too, pipped by New Zealand's Caroline Powell. This is some story, quite the fairy tale. She and her horse, RCA patron saint, stable name Paddy, were 46th after dressage, but shot up the rankings with the best cross-country round. An Irish rider has not won this particular title in 59 years. I caught up with her late last night.
These are sort of the weeks and the days that you dream of, and they don't come off too often in this sport. It's quite a fickle sport. There's lots of injuries, there's any amount of things that can go wrong, but luckily for me this week everything seemed to go right. I also work a full-time job, I'm a brand manager for White Claw. I technically am an amateur, but I kind of look at it like I have two jobs, one of my jobs being the eventing and then my other job being the brand manager. I do both as professionally as I possibly can and to the best of my abilities. And then yeah, coming to badminton for mine and Paddy, that's the horse's stable name. It's our first five-star, not only our first badminton, but our first five-star, which is a huge step up from the four-star level. Like, the tracks are just, the cross-country tracks in particular, are just huge when you get to this level. So for him to step up in that style is just truly incredible. Lots of family members that have gone around badminton. My grandfather was watching on eagerly at home, so I actually just spoke to him on the phone there, and he's delighted. I'll go back to Wexford now and have a full debrief with him. My cousin Isip, who trains me, I've been based with her for the last 5 weeks in Meath in preparation for this event. She's been around badminton 6 times, and my auntie Margaret Power. There's other members of the family that are into racing. So my brother Andrew, he trains point to pointers, and then my cousin Robbie Power, he won a Grand National in his time as a jockey. So I better mention Captain Con Power as well, who was a top show jumper back in the day. So yeah, I had a lot of people to turn to for advice and support in the run up to this event and during the event. So it really stood to me.
Yeah, well done to Lucy. The glamour of winning there. I caught up with her. She was in the truck. She was in a truck on her way back to catch the overnight ferry. So not getting too much time to enjoy the moment.
Brilliant.
A final one. Ireland lost the men's cricket to Pakistan by 7 wickets.
Darren, thank you very much.